We're having a candlelight visual to honor the service and sacrifice of Officer Jose Rivera, who was a correctional officer at the United States Penitentiary in Atwater, California. All the members of AFGE and the Council of Prison Locals, which I represent as the council president nationwide, have joined here in Washington, D.C. to lobby Congress on different legislative bills, and we're holding a candlelight vigil at 5:30 this evening at the Law Enforcement Memorial Park on 6th and E Street, northwest in Washington, D.C. We have several distinguished guests that will be in attendance. United States Congressman Dennis Cardoza out of the 18th District in California, where the prison at Atwater is located, will be there, as well as President John Gage, who is the national president for AFGE. We have the Metropolitan Police Department Honor Guard that will be present. We'll have a bagpiper there. We're going to pay tribute to not only Jose Rivera and the service and sacrifice that he gave in the line of duty, but also the other 22 officers that have lost their lives working in federal correctional facilities.
Now, as far as I understand it, part of the idea is that you're hoping that this can raise sort of attention around some of the security measures around security at some of the prisons. Talk to us a little bit about what those issues are and why it's a problem.
Well, our issues are basically the safety and security of our facilities, the safety of staff, the staffing levels, the ratio staff to inmate, which over the last 5 years have decreased to a tremendous rate. We are actually 4.9, it's called a ratio, 4.9 inmates to every one staff. In 1997, our ratio was 3.7. We're at the point that if you compare our ratios, that we're about 9,000 staff short nationwide. And if you compare that to the five largest state systems in the United States, California, Texas, New York, Michigan, and Florida, they are at a ratio of about 3.3-1, which if we were to even try to staff at that level, which we believe is safe, we would have to hire 18,000 staff today. There are many other issues concerning the increased violence, the number of assaults, not only on inmate, but inmate on staff. Of course, Officer Rivera was murdered by two inmates on June 20th of 2008. But last year alone, and statistical data is we had 18 inmate homicides in our prisons. We had 12 in 2007. We had 7 in 2006, 6 in 2005, and 3 in each year, 2003 and 2004.
So it sounds as though the problem is getting progressively worse.
Progressively worse.
What is it about Mr. Rivera's situation that prompted a candlelight vigil for him specifically?
Well, specifically, this is a tradition that we actually want to start annually in honoring our officers. Of course, there's a law enforcement group that comes up here every year when they put new names on the wall there in the Memorial Park to honor all the fallen law enforcement officers from different agencies nationwide. But this is to raise awareness to the community, and it's about community safety as well. You know, the people who work in the prisons, the safety of the community surrounding the prison, that sort of thing. So we're just trying to raise awareness of our issues, and it all evolves around the safety of our staffs and keeping a safe and secure institution.
Have you had I'm sure you've had conversations with the Bureau of Prisons, and what is their response to these issues?
Well, their response to the issues is basically a budgetary issue. We have so many issues that we're dealing with. When you talk about safety and security of the prisons, you know, the details that are the fine line on how prisons are being operated, things that contribute to this. In other words, you know, we have really lost our proactive ability to supervise these inmates large scale in a lot of our institutions because you don't have the staffing necessary to do the mass shakedowns, not to try to control contraband such as manufactured weapons, which inmates are able to do, but the ability to prevent them from manufacturing those weapons, the ability to control the gang situations in our prisons as far as gang-related things that go on a daily basis, and to contain that. disciplinary actions of inmates or disruptive inmate behavior to lock them down has come to such a great number that we've overflowed our special housing unit, which, you know, the public would probably think is our jail inside the prison where disruptive, assaultive, combative inmates have to be locked up inside there who can't actually live out on these open compounds. So, we've overcrowded those. We've shortened the staff who supervise them. We've cut the numbers of staff who work housing units. You know, where it used to be we had towers at every facility, they have actually taken the towers away in most facilities.